It's the end of this stage of the war. It's the end of the Tamil Tigers as a conventional military force. And they were extraordinary in that they did manage to put up a military force that held the Sri Lankan army at bay for, you know, 3 decades. They had a naval wing, they had a conventional army, they had a very small air force, which made them unique amongst rebel groups. So, but in terms now of their capability as a conventional force, they're finished. They have been comprehensively beaten by an absolutely ruthless military campaign, which I think they just didn't expect. They have tried repeatedly over the last few weeks to call for ceasefires. They've asked for the international community to intervene. The Sri Lankan government has just said no. We're going to beat you. We're going to beat you militarily, and we will not stop until we've done so. And they have carried that threat out to its final conclusion. Will they continue as a force, as insurgents? Probably. They appear to have sleeper cells in many of the country's towns and cities. The military itself says that it may be another couple of years before they finally wipe them out at all. Ultimately, you still end up with a situation where you really have to have a political solution, because there's still vast differences.
And what do we know of the civilians who were trapped in this zone over the last few days and weeks?
About a month ago, the government was saying there were fewer than 40,000 people in that what they called the no-fire zone, the area that they designated for civilians to go into. It's quite clear, given that maybe 200,000, 250,000 people have come out of that area, that figure was a grotesque underestimation. By Saturday afternoon, the UN was saying there were still between 50,000 and 80,000 people in there. How many came out over the next 24 hours or so? It's almost impossible to put a figure on it. The figures have changed so much.
And let me just ask you about those doctors who'd been working in the area, who had been providing independent accounts of what had been going on, and they don't seem to have been contactable lately. What do we think has happened to them?
One can only hope that those doctors are safe. They have provided a remarkable service over the last few weeks. They've disappeared. The government says it hasn't got them. Tamil sources say that they were picked up, they were detained and are being interrogated. Again, impossible to know. Their phones are dead.